Tanya, when you were a little girl, do you remember seeing a movie? Look, this is an example, but say A Breakfast at Tiffany's or something where there was an elegant woman who may have come out of a shower and she was sitting at the makeup table and she had a gown and a towel wrapped around her head. You know, like how they dry their hair.
On top of their head.
Did you maybe see one of those movies when you were a kid?
I don't know. I know why you're asking me this.
I know why you're asking me.
Because
I think little Tanny Wenny went, oh, you wear your towel on your head in the shower.
Stop it.
Oh, because if the breakfast at Tiffany's girl does it, it must be a lady thing.
Okay. Thing, yeah. I'm going to defend myself here. This came up a couple of days ago. We were here in the studio, the four of us.
Yeah.
Chatting about, I don't even know how it came up. Why did it come up, Nikki?
You were giving us hotel tips.
I was giving you hotel tips.
Hotel hacks,
and we thought, how do you keep your hair dry if you've used the shower cap on the remote?
That's right.
True. And then you looked at us and said...
Yes, because the tip, if you missed it, was if you're in a hotel room, use the shower cap to wrap your remote control in because
stop
they're
the
filthy.
Yeah.
People touch their bodies and they go to the toilet and they don't wash their hands, so the remotes are filthy. Yep.
And Tanya doesn't need a shower cap to keep her hair dry in the shower, do you, Tanya?
No. Because I use the towel. And you three looked at me like I'd grown a second head.
You put a towel on your head in the shower.
I don't believe you're actually questioning this. There is a squillion people listening right now going, well, what do those people do in the shower?
Well, I'd have to worry, mate.
You're excluded.
It literally bounces off my scob.
Risey doesn't ever have a shower because
he's
a surfer.
That's fair enough.
So, Nicole, you're the only other person I can look to.
Yes.
You've never worn a towel on your head in the shower.
Never in my life. But towels are for drying, not for in the shower.
And what do you use, though?
Well, I am a little bit lame.
Isn't that why you have a filthy remote? Because you're busy using the shower cap for what it's supposed to be used for.
So you use a shower cap like an old lady.
It's not super trendy.
That's exactly right. Old ladies use shower caps.
I've got fine hair in a lot of it. It's a big frizz of a mess, so I have to wear it.
What if you just keep your hair out of the shower? Like, just put it up and just keep your head off it.
But doesn't your towel fall off in the water and then you...
No, I know how to put it on so it doesn't come off. I want help, ladies.
I've never seen a woman, and I'm not going to brag here, but I have seen quite a few in a shower.
I'm not going to brag. You've never seen a... That's because we don't do it in front of you because it doesn't look that attractive. It's for when you're showering alone.
When I say quite a few, maybe four.
That's a few.
Did your mum ever do it?
No.
Because she's one of the four he's seen.
Yeah.
Well,
totally.
You want some support, Tanya.
I was including her in that group. To be fair.
I want to know, seriously, girls, come on.
You can't be the only one. Is that what you're saying? Okay, well, 49421029. That's the number. 49421029.
Sure, there's one or two out there.
There's plenty.
Do you... put a towel on your head
in the shower.
In the shower to keep your hair dry.
Cherie. Yeah.
Is that weird, isn't it?
Is that Tanya in the shower? No, it's Yasser Arafat.
Cherie, please weigh in on this.
You're not crazy, you're not loopy, because I do the same thing.
Thank you. How did you learn to do that?
She's the same thing. I didn't have a shower cap, so I might need to keep my hair dry. The only thing I can use is
it works.
Oh, so when you haven't got a shower cap, you use it, though. You don't do it all the time.
Well, yeah, because I don't have a shower cap. They're a bit granny-fied.
Thank you.
They are granny-fied.
Yeah.
Nicole?
And Cherie. Yeah.
We've
got Helen here.
Hey, Helen, you're a towel head?
No, I've never ever done it, but what a great idea. Go, Tanya. I'm going to try it.
Did you hear that? Never, ever done it, Tanya.
What world is this? I think I've slipped into a parallel universe.
No, we've got...
Helen, you should try it. You will never go back.
Yeah, I will try it. I think it's a great idea. Okay. It sounds excellent.
Okay. So far on our poll, Tanya, we've had Wendy, who doesn't do it but think it's pretty good, and Helen, who occasionally, when she hasn't got a shower cap, does.
Get Evie on. Evie, my mum, I think she taught me.
We've got Wendy, another Wendy here at Cardiff. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, darlings. I think that Tanya is absolutely deranged.
Thank you, Wendy.
But for what reason, though, Wendy? Because a lot of people say that.
Obviously, Wendy's a long time listener.
Who keeps a soggy towel on their head in the shower?
Listen, it doesn't get wet.
You must
have
good towels.
You must have a really bad back from arching back so far.
Stops the towel from getting wet.
You just keep your head around the spray.
But what about if you, when you're washing your back, say,
it'll fall.
Yeah, you've got to have your head right tucked down to avoid the towel, and then it'd fall off with the weight.
You don't. Haven't you got an extra handheld thing in your shower?
Careful.
You guys are weird.
An extra hand. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's plenty of calls.
Yeah, and most of them agree with Wendy.
You've got a bit of support here.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Do you use a towel on your head in the shower, Matt?
I don't. I live with five girls, four daughters and a wife, and they all do it.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Four daughters and a wife.
Hang on, I'm sure that's for fiscal reasons.
I'm sure Matt could afford shower caps if you wanted to.
All right.
Yeah, they all do it and they love it. And one of them's got really long hair down to her past her bottom, and she needs to put it up in the shower and in a towel.
Same. Okey dokey.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
I got hair down to my bottom. It's just attached.
Yuck.
Quite the picture you just painted there, Steve.
I'm trying to spend time so maybe another caller will come in to support.
There's plenty.
Jane. She's hello, never Jane.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good.
What do you think, Jane?
I've never ever heard of it. I'm absolutely dumbstruck. I've heard of wrapping your hair in a towel when you hop out of the shower.
Why?
But never ever heard of it, so it doesn't drip all over you.
Yeah, but that's after you've washed it.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep it? Okay, here's a tip for you, Jane. I want you tonight to put a towel around your head and then tomorrow bring back and tell me what a great experience it was.
I don't think I could do it. I just couldn't do it.
And Jane, when you do it and you lean forward when you're washing your back and it falls in and gets soaking wet and you put it in the dryer.
That's never happened. Ever.
I'll say that, Tanya. What a crummy idea that was.
Well, Jane, how do you keep your hair dry in the shower?
I don't worry about it. I just let water run through it every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't do that.
Thanks, Jane.
Why not?
Because of my long, luscious locks, I'd be there drying it for hours before work every morning.
Jane, AKA Rapunzel.
You're making Jane sound like she's got a crew cut.
No, but I think she might be short.
Short all right.
Head. Yeah. Mm. If you've got long, luscious locks, you need to rub it in a towel every time, unless you want to wash it.
Are you now stretching, hoping someone else will ring?
Because there's callers.
Most of them we can't put to air.
You know what Nick's like. She can't be bothered answering half the calls.
No, she's done.
She's finished.
She's done.
She's hungry.
Okay.
Painful. Now, all right. Now you know.
What have you... Yes, we know.
It happens.
You've taken nothing from this, have you?
What about Matt's wife and 4,000 daughters?
Yeah.
That makes up a huge percentage.
I just look at Matt and go, I didn't even hear anything he said apart from four daughters and a wife. I'm thinking, that's a hard life.
Hayley's ringing now and Peter's ringing and I can see Stephen and Risey. Romper, bumper, stomper, boo.
You should have heard the way she talked to us, like, you three fools. Everybody does it.
I'm glad you said fools.